education materials. Before I turn this over to Henry, I'll make one observation. We are, as part of the review of the due process handbook, also thinking about what changes should be made regarding the due process steps around education materials. We'll be getting that paper in for the due process oversight committee. Will be getting that paper in January at our next meeting. It's not part of the packet that we're discussing today. The foundation, and including our education committee, is working on sort of what our education program will look like going forward, and it seems to make sense to put the due process framework up in place around something once we really know what it is. So we're holding off until January to doing that, but otherwise we did need to have a review of the due process around the existing due process around education material, and that's what Henry is going to do now.
Thank you, Alan. So this is paper 1F. It's the annual review of the educational material on IFRS standards, and we're seeking your confirmation that these materials are receiving the appropriate level of review under the due process handbook based on the information that we're reporting to you in this paper. I think one of the key points to note is that the handbook is framed narrowly because it refers only to materials produced by the Education Initiative. But given, and I just mentioned it a moment ago, given the increasing focus on implementation support and the far wider array of materials that we're producing outside the Education Initiative, we've obviously taken the prudent view, if you like, to apply consistent standards of review across all of our materials. So just as we did last year, we broadened the scope of this report beyond that which is actually technically required by the due process handbook. Now, because the handbook is framed, and you can see the criteria in paragraph 6, the handbook is framed very much for the materials that were being produced when the handbook was originally written, when those requirements came into place. We have had to do some interpretation of how to apply those requirements more broadly, which is what the purpose of the table on page 3 below paragraph 9 is intended to do. And we discussed this with the committee last year, and this may well serve as the basis for the new handbook. But this is the approach that we take in determining what is the appropriate level of review for the educational material. Now, the appendix of the paper lists the materials that we've developed or under current development and show the level of review that's been undertaken. And I suppose the review is really considering both the technical quality of these materials, but importantly, it's also considering the question of ensuring that any of these materials do not go beyond the remit of educational materials. In other words, they don't interpret it, and by that I mean almost like add to current requirements or change those requirements. So that's an important aspect of the review. So, Alan, as you sort of said, the question is in paragraph 2. And what we're asking is, do you agree that these materials, education materials, have the appropriate review under the requirements of the handbook?
And harking back to Larry's point on the earlier request, I assume, but Henry, could you confirm that the staff believes that the level of review has been appropriate?
Yep, I can confirm that we believe that we've applied at least the minimum level of review by the handbook. Actually, very often these materials have a higher degree.
That's certainly my understanding. Sheila?
The same point. It's a bit picky, but in the appendix, you're indicating the level of review that's required, but you don't. It would be more helpful to say the level of review that was actually carried out.
Thank you very much. I mean, and that's what it was designed to show, but you're quite right. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. I'll call the question. Does the committee agree that the staff review has been at the appropriate level and comports with the requirements of the handbook? Or again, to keep it easier, since we're in a transcript environment, is there anyone who disagrees? I will take that as agreement. And now